Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivek M and Alec with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Gold Coast development suggests that significant growth to the city's landscape has transformed over the last 50 years. However, debates relating to the societal growth among residents are at a standstill. Even when the first of these high-rises were built, modest by today's standard, there were fears of a concrete jungle. We've got a major traffic congestion, real estate agent Norm Ricks told the ABC in 1976. We have a building going on basically unchecked, we haven't got enough sporting fields, and there's certainly enough car parks. Today, similar comments are being made online. But for Deputy Mayor Mark Hemmel, change is inevitable, and it always has been. This is not an easy conversation to have with people. There is a reluctance to talk about growth, Hemmel said. High-rises would keep spreading along the coastal strip, but would also push inland into hubs along the rail lines and the M1, including at Coomera at the city's north. Councillor Hemmel warns that without these reforms, we're going to price too many Gold Coasters out of our city.
And during an interview with Melbourne FM radio station Joy 94.9 yesterday, former Brisbane Lions Lee Rizwek became the first past or present openly gay AFL player. During Wednesday's interview, Rizwek claimed he had been out for half a decade, stating to the people who know me, this is not new, but I'm a private person, so it's not over my social media. Rizwek was added to the 2005 Brisbane Lions squad, achieving a 39-point win for the team in round 11 against Fremantle. Originally from Victoria, Rizwek moved to South Australia in 2006 after his AFL delistment to play over 200 matches in the SANFL and has been inducted into the Queensland Football Hall of Fame. Rizwek's declaration comes following former AFL player Mitch Brown's late 2025 announcement of his bisexuality. In a sport tainted by conservative and homophobic controversy, Rizwek's public declaration of sexuality signifies a historical shift in queer liberation movement.
And in national news, all public schools in southern Tasmania will be shut today as teachers go on strike. This follows planned strikes by the Australian Education Union in the northwest of Tasmania on Tuesday and the north on Wednesday. The AEU announced these strikes 2 weeks after rejecting the state government's most recent offer. The proposal included a 3% pay rise in year one, 3% in year two, and 2.75% in year three, along with incentives and conditions. AEU Tasmania branch president David Genford said the offer was getting closer, but that he would still like to see multiple issues resolved. We know publicly the government has said they want to lose 2,800 jobs by 2032, he said. I'm not going to be part of an agreement that says the unions agree to get rid of 1 in 4 people from the public sector.
And for the first time in 20 years, workers at ABC News went on a 24-hour strike from 11 a.m. this Wednesday, with the majority of staff voting in rejection of the broadcaster's pay offers. The 3-year enterprise bargaining agreement proposed earlier this week incited the strike, with nightly news bulletins and flagship current affairs program 7:30 not making airtime on Wednesday evening. Although the most recent pay offer incorporated a 3.5% pay rise following a subsequent 2-yearly 3.25% increase, 60% of participating staff voted against the agreement. Wednesday's rallies commenced outside over 60 ABC offices, including Sydney and Melbourne headquarters, comprising of journalists, camera operators, and technicians. In a hearing for the Fair Work Commission, Public Service Union organiser Sam McCrone claimed, if a change of venue does not come with a change in management, the fight will continue. The Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance argued that the offer was below inflation rates, despite ABC Managing Director Hugh Marks defending the pay increase as being competitive and financially responsible.
In international news, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said Tehran is reviewing a US proposal to end the war, but insists exchanging messages through mediators does not mean negotiations with the US. Speaking to Iran's state-controlled media, Mr. Araghchi said Iran has no intention of holding direct talks with the US. However, White House Press Secretary Karen Levitt insisted the US and Iran are in ongoing talks, despite repeated denials from Iranian officials. Asked about reports Iran had rejected the US 15-point ceasefire plan, Ms. Levitt says they have not. In the latest, this morning, however, Pakistani mediators have handled Iran, the United States' 15-point proposal to reach a ceasefire. Some Iranian officials initially dismissed the diplomatic effort, with state-controlled media reporting the war would only end on Iran's terms. Iran has reportedly put out its own five-point plan, which includes reparations for the war and Iran's exercise of sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 25.6 degrees with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for at 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.